going on? What time? What? Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm just letting you know I'm leaving.
What's up? Hi, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff in the underwriting department. I was looking for One Stop Printing and Design Company. Is this the correct number?
Yes, I'm the owner.
Oh, is this Sam?
Yes.
Hey, Sam. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm in underwriting for your equipment financing. Do you have a pen that you get my phone number?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's 858.
Uh-huh.
866.
866.
9102.
9102. Okay.
And, Sam, I just had a few basic questions for you on the equipment you're trying to finance. The first question I have for you is, number one, have you definitely decided which vendor, which equipment dealer you're going with right now, or are you, is that kind of up in the air?
I'm still shopping around. Best quality of Xerox machine, or it could be Ricoh, but best quality machine.
Okay. And then the second question I have for you is, I understand you took over the business from your father, is that correct?
Not took over from my father. I bought it from somebody else 27 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Fathers, and my grandfather was the printer.
Gotcha. Okay. And then why are you getting this equipment? What does it do for your business?
Doing business for the digital printing customer. Right now, I'm doing offset printing.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I buy this is going direction to the, going direction to digital print, which means like variable data and copies and, you know, for brochure, the short front and something like that.
Okay, so right now you're doing offsetting printing, but you want to go to more the digital side of things?
Right, yes.
Okay. And is that because customers are demanding that product, or you're trying to offer this service to get more customers in?
Demanding. Okay. There was a lot of demand.
Okay. Have you estimated kind of how much additional revenues or profit you'll get on a monthly or yearly basis by having this equipment?
Monthly, for this, if I buy this new machine and, increase the revenue, how much per month?
Correct.
I'm not sure, but, I'm expecting maybe, per month, like maybe, let's say $5,000.
Is that additional profit or additional revenue?
Additional profit.
Profit. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Second question for you. The equipment that you're purchasing, have you decided, you're shopping around, is the equipment that you're purchasing, does it need to be made, or is it in stock, or is it...
No, that's a new... The one that I am on the application form is new one. But... There's a possibility that there's a used one is better. You know, I can do that, but instead of one machine, I can put it two machine.
Okay.
So that would, we can service for, faster service.
Okay.
Right?
And
the machine itself is not completely decided, but the price range is about that much.
Okay. And... I know your estimate is about $5,000 additional profit per month. Have you estimated a monthly payment that you're trying to hit?
I don't know. Nicole says like 5 years, maximum 5 years, payment for that.
We do offer 5 years, but do you have a payment in mind that you're looking to meet? Do you have any estimates you put together?
I was thinking like a 3,000, maximum 4,000 a month.
Okay. All right. And then the equipment that you, when are you trying to, if the terms work, when are you trying to purchase this equipment?
As soon as you approve her, if I get the written approval for this, equipment loan.
Okay.
And then, I will decide which way go.
Okay.
But, first thing first, so that I got to do this one first, but I'm still searching for it. So, it's not takes that much long, and it's going to be quick.
Okay. So I think your estimates are pretty accurate. I just needed to ask you a few basic questions before I sign off on the approval. You've answered the questions that I need. I just have one other question. Do you rent or do you own your home?
Home is mine.
Okay, because I didn't see a mortgage. Do you just have it free and clear?
It actually is under my wife's name.
Gotcha. And what's your mortgage payment right now?
$3,000, but $3,075.
Per month?
Per month, yes.
And then your building, do you own your building or do you lease it?
I lease it. Yeah.
What's your monthly lease?
Lease is $3,050.
Okay. Okay. So I think what I would tell you to do is this. I'm pretty confident I'll be able to sign off on your approval. There's just a few basic questions. I have to run the numbers. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a look at this. I know it's Friday and everyone's always looking to get home, and I'm sure you've had a long week. So
yeah.
I'm going to make sure this is processed. I'm going to give you a call around. I can give you a call at either 10 or 11 on Monday morning to get the approval issued for you in writing. What time would work best for you?
Oh, 10, 11, between 10 and 11, fine.
Okay. 10, 11 a.m. And so I'll call you on Monday to go over the approval, get you a written approval. I just have to check a few things off before I press the, the green button, so to speak.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.